Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
It's December 3rd today. In case you need one of those annoying reminders, there are 1, 2, 3 more weekends until Christmas.
Ooh.
And I was saying this yesterday when you weren't here. It's like, I know what the date is. I know it's December 3rd. Mm-hmm. I know that Christmas is on the 25th. But every once in a while, I need someone to tell me and break it down as to how much time I actually have left. Because then I start panicking about stuff. And then also too, with a little one, like with Fiona, I have to do a stocking for her.
Okay.
I'm not used to doing a stocking for her. I get a stocking for my parents.
Uh-huh. Which I still think is ridiculous.
Are you kidding me? It's the best. It's so much fun. Little fun gifts for your parents. It's
being
great.
Being a parent and getting a gift like that from your kids, huh?
We started doing it, I don't know, like 5-10 years ago. Oh. Because we were like, you know what? They give us a stocking every year. I mean, Santa gives us a stocking.
Yeah, that's the perk of being someone's child. You get gifts from the parents for life.
So yeah, we started doing it for them, and yeah, it works out.
See, isn't it amazing how different the stocking experience is for people?
It totally is.
We're talking about it right now. You give your parents stockings? What the? Everyone's stocking experience is so different. I know people that get like $100 gifts in their stocking, and it's like, what?
No, listen to this. I lived with a girl in Calgary, and her parents, in her stocking every year, because this was a regular thing, paid off her parking tickets for her. And
I'm talking
like for sure 10 parking tickets.
Every year.
I would park
wherever I would want.
And that was one stocking stuffer in her stocking.
She got multiple. What a joke. I'm so mad.
So spoiled.
See, that's the thing. Like I like to think the Croker household, we did the stockings right. You got the Christmas orange. You got the Book of the Lifesavers, right?
Yep.
You got some like homemade cookies or something like that that Mrs. Claus would make. And then maybe like a tiny Lego thing or something like that. A Kinder Surprise. Some people's stockings were like other people's Christmas.
It was
ridiculous. Let us know what your stocking was all about as a kid or what you do for your kids. 938-0963. Guaranteed, everyone will have a different answer.
And it's not our stocking or the stocking I get if it doesn't have Toffifee in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a real stocking.
Game over.
Yeah.
Stockings are like snowflakes. They're all different, right?
Good one.
They're all like snowflakes. They're all soft and they're all... I'm just kidding. Happy Friday, 6:51 on the dot. Stacey and Clayton, we blew it when it came to the stockings. Stacey, we forgot about one stocking staple, socks and gitch. Shout out to Jessica who texted in 938-0963. Socks and gitch. Who isn't getting that in their stocking?
I don't get gitch. Socks for sure.
Socks for sure? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like normal socks or the fancy socks?
Usually they're a little bit nicer than average, something cozy.
We would just get the Fruit of the Loom stuff. There you go. There's your stockings and gitch for the year.
That's not bad, though.
I loved getting that in the stocking, though. But when you're young, you hate it. And then when you're old, you're like, yes, save myself a trip to the store.
Or clothes I don't need to buy for myself.
Oh,
thank God.
Best clothes right there.
Changing the subject slightly, I have an uncle.
Slightly?
It's actually very significant change. How do you change the subject from that to nicknames? I don't know. I have an uncle whose name is Randy. Good morning, Uncle Randy. Happy retirement from Old Dutch Chips. My uncle's been slinging chips for a number of years.
Slinging chips,
eh? And I was just on Facebook this morning and my auntie had made a comment, something about, you know, best of luck, happy birthday from Rand and I. And I just was like, I'm sorry, what? Rand? I didn't realize Randy was a name that you abbreviated.
No?
And in my mind, I'm like, just say the Y. Randy. Two syllables. But then I thought, well, my name, people, like I have friends who call me Stace.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd add a Y or an E sound, Stacy. Yeah. Still two syllables, but my abbreviation makes sense. But for me, Randy.
Oh, it makes sense when it's you, of course. Oh, yeah. Your world, Stacy. We're just living in it, hey? Oh, but for the Randys of the world, oh, no.
I'm just telling you the truth, how I feel.
Oh, for us Stacys, it's totally fine. But
I
for the Randys.
Don't hear that abbreviation very often, is what I'm saying.
Well, you don't watch a lot of Trailer Park Boys because Jim Leahy would use that for Randy all the time. Rand.
I guess.
Rand. Okay. Oh, yeah. See, I would rather have the abbreviated version than adding to it. I would rather take out letters than add letters because it's like, oh, yeah, the Randinator.
Randster.
Like, that's the alternative. Yeah, the Randster. Like, what a... The Randonator.
Stacey Rama.
Yeah, see, like, that's, I don't like it when you add letters to a nickname. That's when it gets the Clayton Meister.
Stace of Base. Okay. I like that
now
one.
That's a rare occasion a where it works right there. Stace of Base.
Actually, I have a girlfriend whose name is Stacy, and that's what she calls herself. So now we're twins.
See, you can't call yourself that. Come on. That's just nickname 101 right there.
You can't. No, you can't give yourself a nickname. That's right.
And you can't call yourself by your nickname as well. I can't be calling myself Croaks.
That's true.
And like my first name nickname would Clates.
Sean's nickname is Butter. And having you'd be like, hi, this is my daughter Fiona, and I'm Butter. It's just weird.
I never heard this before.
Butter?
How have you not given me this information?
Oh my God, it's the best nickname ever.
Yeah. Working with each other for almost 5 years, you're just telling me this
what?
Now.
No, I've told
you. Literally not known this. Well, Butter?
Welcome.
Unbelievable.
You can't believe it's Butter?
Last season for the Montreal Canadiens, pretty good time, right? They
it
went
was.
To the Cup Final, mm-hmm. even though it was because of the whole Canadian division and the realignment and stuff like that. It was a Cinderella story for the Montreal Canadiens last season. This season,
not so much.
Not so much. They're 6-17-2. They're like the third worst team in the NHL right now. They have the second worst goal differential. They've let in 33 more goals than they've scored. So that's not good. Carey Price has been playing. He's been dealing with some issues. Hopefully he can get better soon. It's just been a nightmare season for Montreal. So bad, as a matter of fact, that fans at the Bell Center have started to throw their jerseys onto the ice.
Ouch.
They're pulling an Edmonton Oilers fan move and throwing their jerseys on the ice. And a Leafs fan move.
It happens. It happens to every team.
Don't see any jerseys at the Saddle Dome. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Well, right now, no. If you do, someone's
ever.
Got a...
Haven't really seen...
I don't think so.
There has ever really been a story where jerseys have been thrown onto the ice at the Saddle Dome.
I feel
naked
like
guys have gone onto the ice at the Saddle Dome. There was that one streaker there that
statement.
One time.
I feel like every team has had somebody throw a jersey on the ice.
I can't remember there being one Calgary Flames instance.
Do I have to Google this while we're talking?
You could just wait till after we're done, but I guess you're super unprofessional.
You start talking, I'm going to type.
Yeah, that's fine. Just Google your own personal things on work time. That's totally fine.
This is work related.
You know what, while you Google, I'm just going to email HR and report you for Googling.
Oh, April 2012, Flames fan throws jersey on ice.
That was like 10 years ago.
It happened.
Yeah, okay. Whatever, you win. You're right, though. Every fan base has been through it. I was agreeing with these days.
You're the best.
Yeah.
Fans, am I right?
Throwing your jersey on the ice, why? I get that you're frustrated, but guess what? The team still made your money.
Also,
they still get to keep your money.
They know they're not doing well.
Exactly.
They don't need you to be like, hey guys, take this.
It's not like
you guys are sucking right now.
It's not like Nick Suzuki sitting there. Guys, I think we're doing pretty good. Oh, there's a jersey on the ice.
Man.
Never mind. We suck. I thought
also,
we were doing great.
Jerseys are lots of money, are they not?
Yeah.
Is he going to get that person going to get that back? Probably
no.
not.
Oh. Well, oh yeah, the owner of the team. Hey, sir, thanks for embarrassing our whole organization on national TV. Here's your jersey back. Thanks for coming to the game, bud.
It's been really exciting as Fiona's been growing up watching her learn to talk. It's one of those things with kids when they first, they say their first word. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it was mama, by the way. But then, as they start getting new words are great. Then they start making sentences. Sentences are amazing because it's a big deal. But with Fiona, she just recently learned how to say her name properly.
Okay.
And I said properly because for the longest time, she's been calling herself Tuna.
Tuna?
I don't know.
Maybe she's just a big fan of the show The Office.
No.
Andy Bernard's nickname, Jim Halpert,
Tuna.
Big Tuna.
I don't even give her Tuna. I don't know where this came from, and I actually we have the audio.
It's the most adorable audio ever, by the way.
What's your name?
Tuna.
Tuna.
It's not even Tuna, it's
Tuna.
Tuna. Just to emphasize that last part.
Oh, wait a minute.
Tuna.
It's so adorable.
So cute. So my parents had really been working on her to try and get the Fiona going.
Okay.
And Sean and I have been teaching her and showing her and trying to get her to say it. So a couple days ago, she said it for the first time, and honestly, it was because she'd never said her name. She'd never said her name properly, mm-hmm. and she just all of a sudden said it, and it was amazing.
And what's your name?
Fiona.
What's your name?
Fiona.
Oh, yes.
Like, listen how excited she is, though.
And what's your name?
Fiona.
What's your name?
Fiona.
Oh,
Fiona. It's so cute. Because we also, when she said it to me the first time, I made a huge deal out of mm-hmm. it. I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. So now she just comes up to us to say it for a hug.
I actually kind of prefer this.
Nah. You know what? I'm thinking, like, wouldn't this be a perfect situation to give her a nickname? But then I was like, I can't call my daughter Tuna.
Oh, you can call your daughter Tuna. You can for sure call your daughter Tuna.
Tuna. It's pretty cute sounding Tuna.
My brother was kind of the same way. He couldn't say his name either. My brother's name is Ryan, and he couldn't pronounce his R's as a kid. He was one of those wah, wah.
Oh, yeah.
So he's walking around calling himself Wyan.
Wine.
And he would say it fast, so it would sound like wine.
Oh,
wine,
man.
Wine. So he's at the park or whatever, some other parents. Yeah. Hey, what's your name? Wine, wine.
And that's...
Excuse me, miss, did you name your kid Wine?
That's also, too, the most awkward situation. Like, you go to the park, yeah. and we have with Fiona, and there's another mom there, and their kids are playing, and it's always like, oh, what's your name? And she comes back with Tuna. And then mom looks over and I'm like, it's Fiona. She's having a hard time pronouncing it.
Go play with your friends, Tuna and Wine. Go play with your friends.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Okay. First one's from Sheldon. Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood. I love this one. This has occurred more than once because it's amazing. Sheldon hears, got a chicken fried Chevy. It's Ron McLean's.
Okay, what's more interesting
now?
The fact that his Chevy is chicken fried or that it's Ron McLean's?
It's the fact that it's Ron McLean's. Come on, that's amazing.
Agree to disagree. A chicken fried Chevy. How big is that deep fryer if you're getting an entire Chevy in there?
Or a frying pan.
Come on, Stacey, think.
Imagine the fact that those are not the right lyrics.
What?
I wish they were.
It's almost as if this segment is all about misheard lyrics.
They're actually got a 65 Chevy primered flames. That's chicken fried.
Absolutely.
For sure.
This next one is from Brett with two T's, by the way.
I should hope so.
There's some 1T Bretts out there. Yeah.
Seriously?
Absolutely. Shout out to the 1T Bretts out there. Corey Hart, Sunglasses at Night. Double T Brett, he hears, I can't believe it. You got a man with the diet shakes of love. Just a perk of dating someone
shakes.
Who goes door-to-door selling diet shakes of love. Ma'am, these aren't just your normal diet shakes.
Oh, no.
These are diet shakes of love. Wow, that makes any sentence creepy.
It
just
does.
Adding of love to the end. It's Cruise Confused Lyrics of love.
Gross.
Ew. Oh, yeah, actual lyrics. I can't believe it. You got it made with the guy in shades.
The oh no at the end.
Sorry.
Very vital to
hey, Stacey. Oh no.
Exactly. Anyway, last one.
Fun.
Kathy sent it in. Bon Jovi, Bed of Roses. Great song. I love this one. Kathy hears, I want to be just as close as the holy clothespins.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Clothespins.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Kathy.
Lift up your laundry wire. We lift them up to the Lord.
Do I need to let you finish here?
No, I got
you're
nothing
good?
Else.
Okay. Amen. The actual lyrics, I want to be just as close as the Holy Ghost is.
Of the holy clothespins.
I knew that was coming.
Forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
I'll stop. Cruise Confused Lyrics. We're doing this again. Tuesday, 7:10. Send
you
us
know
an email.
The drill.
Why do we even repeat ourselves here? The roads, nightmare in Saskatoon. The snow yesterday making them real slick. Well, the warm temperatures melting the ice.
It's getting better.
And then freezing it. Yeah, it's getting better. Still not the best out there. So make sure you're practicing good Saskatchewan winter driving habits. We don't mean like leave a bunch of space between you and the car in front of you and slow it down, whatever. We mean the wave to someone if you let them in.
The etiquette.
The etiquette, yes. If someone lets you in, you give them a nice thank you wave, right?
Thank you.
Well, you would think, but there are so many people who don't. And honestly, what is wrong with you?
You're a monster if you don't do the thank you wave.
You're a monster. I'm
sorry. If you're like on an exit ramp or something, you're going on to circle, and someone you can clearly tell, okay, I know that they're not supposed to slow down. You're supposed to maintain your speed.
Yeah.
Newsflash. Half the people in the city suck at driving, so that's just not going to happen. So people slow down, and when someone slows down for you, and you don't do the thank you wave, and like you can see it in the rear view,
yeah.
Right? You can see the thank you wave. Why do you get so mad when you don't get one?
Because the people who get mad are the ones who wave.
Yeah.
I wave. If somebody lets me in, I always mm-hmm. wave, because I just want them to know how much I appreciate it, and I know how good it feels when someone waves for you. It's such a nice feeling.
Sometimes I'll do the double wave because I have a small car, so sometimes if they're in a truck, I'm like, oh, they can't see my wave, so I roll down the window and I do the outside the window wave.
Very nice.
So instead of just waving to my back window, I do the double. I'm waving. I'm doing the double waves.
Here's another one. If someone, you let someone in
mm-hmm.
and they give you a wave, do you wave back?
Oh, yeah.
Because I always wave back to them as yes. well, so to let them know that I know they waved at me.
Absolutely. Again, doesn't stop there, though. The pedestrian wave. When you stop, even if it's at a crosswalk, and let someone cross the street, when a pedestrian doesn't give you the wave...
Yeah.
Oh. If their dog's cute, I let it slide. But, oh, man, I know. Hey, it's a crosswalk. You're supposed to stop. I know. But still, just give the wave. I love the wave.
Here's another question. I let a semi in on Circle Drive, quite obviously. Like, I pulled back so he could make mm-hmm. his way in. And as soon as he was in his position, he tapped on the brakes. And I'm wondering if that's like a trucker symbol for, hey, thanks. Or he was just being a huge jerk and was like, oh, sure. I can't see him doing that.
I think that's their little version of, hey, thank you very much.
They can't wave into the back window, so he gently tapped the brakes. And I was like, I wonder if he just said thank you in trucker language.
Maybe if they tried harder, they could wave to you through the back window. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe they should have stuck his arm up.
Exactly. Well, that, even the arm, that half your body. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on...
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.